This is, I love you, in a completely platonic and unromantic way. Written by Platinum Firebird and read by Flower Parish. This is a Mass Effect trilogy fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Joker and female Shepard. Summary: a late night conversation on the way to Illos. Though he is, allegedly, the day shift pilot, Joker is the one who writes the schedule, so he usually gives himself a little night shift time, here and there. He likes the quiet, when the lights have dimmed and the majority of the crew are in their bunks. Then, sometimes, he can pretend it's just him and the Normandy sailing through the endless dark of space. And if he runs a few more questionable experiments during these hours, no one needs to know but him. Of course, all that peace and quiet and tranquility and stuff is blown into oblivion every time he turns round to find Shepard standing behind him, looming over his chair like the fucking alien. Jesus Christ! Shepard gives him a look through narrowed eyes, and yeah, that shout was loud enough to wake half the ship, but it's your fault for sneaking up on me again, Commander, Joker says, putting a hand over his heart. You trying to give me a heart attack? You need me, remember? Sorry, Shepard says, coming to sit down in the vacant co-pilot seat. Caden's sleeping. Or not sleeping, judging by the bags under his eyes, and they're running a skeleton crew right now, since they, you know, fucking hijacked the ship, so there's no one to wingman for Joker right now. Shepard has that distant look in her eyes, tight mouth and furrowed brow that says she's turning something over and over obsessively in her mind. Joker would know. He's watched her stare out into space with that same look since they met as kids on Arcturus Station. You know, he says, Ash would have been the first in line to hijack the ship with us. Shepard snorts. Yeah, or punch Udina in the face. Nah, I don't think Anderson was letting anyone else have that one. Shepard shook her head, the beginnings of a grin tugging at the edge of her lips. Then she sighed and ran a hand over her face. If there is nothing on Illos, we're all super boned. Yeah, trying not to think about that one, Commander. It's all I can think about, Shepard admitted. No point in that, Commander. We either find something or we don't. When Shepard shrugged, Joker added, or you could plan your next career move. You ever thought of MMA? Shepard snorted again. I'm a markswoman, Joker, not a wrestler. You could join our Olympic team. They always need all the help they can get. Not that I'm bitter or anything. Or hey, we could do our own show on some weird cable network. The military has never looked so good, Shepard said, rolling her eyes. That's the spirit, Commander. The cockpit was silent again for a few minutes. Then Shepard asked, did you record some messages? He had. They all had, earlier in the day. Final messages, just in case they didn't make it back. Yeah, he said, looking at his control board and not at her. Man, my parents are going to be so pissed when they find out what I did. Well, so is your mom. Maybe they can band together and have a little our kids are idiots party. Yeah, Shepard said. Joker could see her picking at her sleeve out of the corner of his eye. I had no idea what to say to Mom. I know after Aku's... She was worried that you had something going screwy up in the old brain box. Yeah, I think we all kinda were. Wow, Joker, it's so comforting to talk to you, Shepard said, raising one eyebrow at him. I believe you now. Joker paused, and then he shrugged. But, hey, if we fuck this up, everyone will know about Saren and the Reapers soon. And if there's nothing there, we were wrong about the race of genocidal machine gods. There's really no way to lose here. Shepard's laugh was threaded through with exasperation, but he could see some of the tension leave her shoulders. How long? She asked. Another 2 or 3 hours. I'm gonna send around a last ping about the final messages, then upload them for a message burst as soon as we're out of FTL. Joker cleared his throat and made a much bigger deal of checking their speed and drift than the operation really required. And, on that note, I mean, if we do die and all. Yeah. He didn't have to turn around to know Shepard was looking at him with that piercing, perceptive gaze she sometimes got. "I just want to say you're important to me," Joker said, all in a rush. "Like, I love, in a completely platonic and unromantic way, you. As a friend. And senior officer." Fuck, that sounds weird. Shepard, as always, knew when someone needed her not to laugh. Instead, she laid a hand on his shoulder. "Thanks, Joker. I feel the same way. In a completely platonic and unromantic way," she added, imitating him. "Ha ha," Joker said. His voice sounded a little weak, but a knot of tension had eased in his stomach, even if he was still flushed with embarrassment. "Don't mock my awesome lack of your weird romantic feelings, Commander. I could contact a board about that or something." "We can add it to the docket at my inevitable court-martial," Shepard said. She squeezed his shoulder once, then let go. "Sounds fun." Joker sighed, tapped a few buttons, then swiveled away from the console. "Okay, I'm gonna grab a coffee and my painkillers, and then it'll be action time, if I did the calcs right." "You good to go?" Shepard asked, standing as well and stretching out the muscles in her back. "Though my chronic pain is between me and my medical professional, I will let you as my CO know I am ready to kick some geth ass, yeah," Joker said. "Good to know." Joker grabbed his crutches from behind the seat and began the trek to the kitchen, Shepard walking beside him. "Hey, Commander," he said as he reached the lift. "Do you think you can get court-martialed for calling your CO a loser?" Shepard, halfway up the walkway to the command position over the galaxy map, raised an eyebrow at him. "I think I have the authority to pronounce judgments on personnel in extreme circumstances, live fire situations, for example." "Good thing I think my CO is a badass then," Joker said, throwing her a wink as he stepped into the elevator. Her laugh followed him all the way to the floor below. The end.